Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Okay, Mackenzie, I saw this and I was like, wait, does she like blueberries or does she like blackberries? What's your favorite?
Both. Oh, you mean martinis?
Crap. Well, yeah, I guess either way.
When it comes to martinis, honey, I like a good blueberry martini.
Okay, well then maybe if you like blackberries, be careful too. This is a hepatitis A outbreak linked to fresh blackberries. It's now sickened at least 16 people across 6 states. The CDC announced the outbreak back in November, which at the time affected 11 people in 3 states. And they're saying that they were bought at Fresh Thyme Market. You ever been there? It's impacted 6 states: Indiana, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and Missouri.
I have, not from Fresh Thyme though, but I do have blackberries, and I'm freaking out in my fridge right now. I'm gonna toss them.
Yeah, I don't know. Be safe instead of sorry. Okay, I don't know much about art. Do you consider yourself like an art connoisseur? Do you know like, oh, that looks really appealing to my eye?
Yes, darling.
Okay, would you pay $120,000 for this? Because it just sold for that. A banana duct taped to a wall.
Like a real banana?
Yes. What Porkchop now just made a $120,000 piece of art. He's holding his banana that he's having for breakfast. Well, whatever he's doing with it, against the wall. They duct taped it, and it sold for $120,000.
So not a picture of it. The actual banana with duct tape on it?
Which is going to rot and be disgusting. This weekend, I'm going to make apple art and kiwi art and
it's like when they give like those elephants, you know, they put little paintbrushes and they paint something that's like... And then that sells for like $50 million.
My dogs are crazy. I'm going to put like a paintbrush to their mouth. And just
or on their tail.
I'm like, oh, look at that. That is by Benny and Paddington.
My daughter is so artistic and my mom is an artist. So it's like it skipped a generation. I have no artistic ability whatsoever.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, good for them. Maybe they'll make some money. But you and I, we got bananas and pork chop. That's all we got. Mm-hmm. Okay, this survey is very interesting and I think very true. It just says recently that Americans can barely get through an evening with their family before needing a break, like the holiday season that we're in. 75% of people, so 3 out of 4 of us, say that they will need to get away from their relatives and indulge in some me time. I guess it only takes about 3 hours and 54 minutes before they start to feel sick of their family.
How long?
3 hours and 54 minutes. Not even a full 4 hours. We're like, get me out of here.
Now, is your mother-in-law gone?
Yeah, my mother-in-law's gone. It's not that I really can't stand her. It's just like... I don't know. I'm a weird person, though. It's not her necessarily. It's,
you just
it's
like
probably
your me.
Time. I do. Yeah. I do. But like, I even love my mom. I'm going to go see her and my grandma. And I just think it'll be such a stressor being there with how much of a cluster that place is that I think I'll probably want to leave after 4 hours. Not that I don't love them to death.
Yeah.
But I'm like, get me out of here. That's why this time we actually booked a hotel.
That's smart.
I've never done that, and like, because they do have like a decent guest room, but like, I can't be in that same house. I need
feel
some
like
alone time.
The smaller doses may be the best, because then you can just like, hey, love you, and then you can leave.
Love you so much. I'll be right back. Bye. And finally, more people, I want you to be careful, are getting face injuries due to their cell phones. Researchers looked at 20 years of emergency room data and found an increase in cell phone injuries starting after 2006, around the time when the first smartphones were introduced. Some injuries were caused by phones themselves, including people getting hit by it, like a phone that was thrown. Gosh, that hurts, right? Could you imagine me checking my phone at Porkchop right now?
No, I cannot. But how many have you had your phone like fall on your face?
Oh, yeah. You're like, look at me.
Like when you're laying down. Lucy was so cute. My little girl was looking at it. She's had her tablet, and it happened to her for like the first time.
Oh, my. No, well, the tablet.
I couldn't help but laugh because, I mean, you can, no one else to blame but yourself.
That just hurts because they're so big. They're so bulky. Other ones that were caused were by distracted use, including texting while walking, tripping and landing face down on the sidewalk. I laugh at people that like are on their phone and they walk into like a fountain or something at a mall. But I'll tell you what, I've had some close calls.
Yeah, and obviously you have to be careful. I mean, there was that cosmetic surgeon out in LA that was on like the twisting around, and obviously he was doing the bad thing, texting and driving, and he ran off the cliff. To his death because he wasn't paying attention.
That's,
I mean, obviously
good.
That's extreme, but just throwing that out there.
All right, on that positive note, that's Joe's Need to Know
Don't
News.
Don't text and drive.